Welcome to the Canadian Football League Family Worldwide Podcast. I just wanted to talk to you for a minute about some of the issues relating to the absence of the podcast. I know some of you have commented on Twitter and talked to me on Twitter. And, you know, I know there's not a ton out there listening, but, you know, for those of you who have listened and have asked for a podcast, I really do appreciate it. I think it's fantastic. This is a great way for me to talk Canadian Football League with others who enjoy the game as much as myself. So I'm going to kind of take you back a couple of weeks. A couple of weeks ago, I had a great guest lined up, incredible guest, somebody from another podcast, a good podcast, not mine, obviously. But my wife had had minor surgery and had a couple little setbacks in her recovery. She's perfectly okay, but it was just one of those things where she was having a tough time. It was an outpatient surgery. She was having a tough time of it, so I was trying to take care of her, doing my best. So I had to cancel the podcast for that week. Now, most of you know that I'm an assistant principal. This is my first year as an assistant principal at a middle school. I've been a middle school teacher for quite a while. And I moved middle schools, and at this middle school, over the last month, we've had four students that have lost a parent. Now, these are 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, so thinking, you know, students anywhere from 11 to 14, typically, in our middle school. And four students in the span of a month, maybe a little longer than a month, but four students in the span of a month lost a parent. And it's just one of those things that just kind of really brought me down. It really kind of hit me and shook me to my core as I went to funerals for these parents and talk to these students and spend time with these students and try to lift them up. It's just one of those things that just reminds me of why I'm here, why I'm on Twitter, why I do this podcast is, you know, we do need to surround ourselves with family and people who will lift us up. And it reminds me that there's a lot of students in my school that are hurting and going through things that I don't even know. I talked to a student yesterday who's had some troubles, you know, in the classroom and pulled him in and started talking to him. And he just broke down and told me he had just lost his grandma. And that's the person that he was closest to in his family. You know, he's from kind of a non-traditional family, so to speak, where, you know, he's living with just one parent. The other parent is not allowed to speak with him, and he's not allowed to speak with them. I won't get into that, but the grandma has been the one kind of constant in his life, and she passed away. And it's just one of those things that I sit there and I think, you know, just how lucky I am, just how easy I have it, so to speak, you know, because I complain about stuff a lot of times, and the more I complain, the more I sit down and I think, man, this really isn't anything for me to complain about. I really have it pretty easy. I've got a really good job. I've got a house. I've got an intact family here. I've had loss and experienced loss, but all the loss I experienced really has been as an adult. So I can't imagine being 11, 12, and 13 years old and experiencing the loss. So I don't want to really harp too much on this. It looks like I'm already heading into about 4 minutes of talk about this. So I want to move on and talk Canadian football because that's kind of my happy place. And that's kind of my release from everything else. I love Canadian football. I really do. I love football in general, but I've really just become entrenched in this league and this family. And I know I've said it before, but I want to say again, just how much you all mean to me. The Canadian Football League family, it gives me a sense of belonging. And that's one of the things that I always talk to my students, you know, when they say, hey, I'm just having a hard time fitting in. I tell them, you're going to find that place that you fit in. You're going to find that place. You're going to find your people. And I consider you my people. I don't want to make it sound like I'm, you know, more than I am, but I mean, you're my people. You're the people who I really identify with. You're the people that I really enjoy talking to. So let's get right into Canadian football. One of the people that I interact with regularly on Twitter, said, hey, are you going to talk Johnny Manziel? So let's just lead off with Johnny Manziel, and I'm going to give you my opinion of Johnny Manziel and my opinion of the whole situation. Personally, and if you're a fan of his or like him or think he's great, I mean no disrespect whatsoever. My personal opinion on Johnny Manziel is good riddance. I'm glad that he is no longer in the league. I don't think that he wanted to be in the league. I think he wanted, you know, that this was his stepping stone, and he wanted to get back to the NFL. I don't know that he's going to get back to the NFL, but that's what he wanted, and that was his whole goal of being in the Canadian Football League. Now, is there a pro of Johnny Manziel? Sure. The CFL got a lot more attention here in the United States because of Johnny Manziel. You know, there was a lot more of, hey, Johnny Manziel's, you know, going to Hamilton. And then when he goes to Montreal, Johnny Manziel's in Montreal. Johnny Manziel starting his first game. How did Johnny Manziel do? So there was a lot more, I don't want to say focus, but a lot more attention on the CFL than I had ever seen before. And that's a good thing. That's always a positive, because I think that attracted people to the game. And one thing that I know from personal experience is once you're introduced to the CFL game and once you spend a little time watching it, you're going to become hooked. This is a very interesting league. This is a very fun league. This is a very interactive league. This is a very, well, it's different than the NFL, but it's football, and it's good football with great athletes that want to play the game and love the game. So if people sit down and watch because of Johnny Manziel, fantastic. If all they wanted to do was see Johnny Manziel and they don't really look at the league as a whole and they look at Johnny Manziel, you know, I hate that, because I think if you really watch this league, you're really going to fall in love with it the way I have. And I truly do. And I don't mean to throw the word love around. I know love is a strong, you know, word and a strong emotion. But, you know, in this case, it's true. I love the CFL. I think about the CFL a lot. When I see a kid in a plaid shirt at school, I think Red Blacks. I mean, I have walked up to a kid in a plaid shirt and said, are you an Ottawa fan? And they looked at me like I was crazy. But to me, it's, you know, that's my thought. I see plaid, I think Red Blacks. I see green, I think Riders. I see red, I think Calgary. My wife got me a tie for Christmas. I'll have to show a picture on Twitter sometime. And it's Winnipeg. I mean, when I show you the tie, you're going to say, that's a Bombers tie. So I love the league. I mean, I am fully entrenched in my love for this league. And I hope Johnny Manziel brought some of that. But I really don't think Johnny came to Canada with the thought of, this is a whole new start. This is a whole new career. I think he came there with this is a stepping stone. This is the way I'm going to get back in the NFL. I think he has some talent, but, you know, talent doesn't always just, you know, this is not a 1 year or 2 year leak. If you're a guy from the United States, I really feel like, especially in the quarterback realm, it takes a little while for you to get used to the game. I mean, it took a little while for me as a fan to get used to the game, to the different motion, to three downs, to, you know, an extra player on the field, a wider field, a longer field. It takes a little while to get used to it. So I really don't think Johnny came in. Could he have developed into a great CFL quarterback over time? I don't know. I didn't see, you know, a whole lot out of him. I didn't see him really as being somebody that's that interested in being a team guy, that interested in staying with, you know, Montreal for 2+ years. So it kind of reminded me of something last year. Last year, about this time, there was a lot of talk around James Wilder Jr. Now, I'm not going to hold back on this. I love James Wilder Jr. I think he is an absolutely outstanding running back. And part of that, I may be biased because his father played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when I was a kid, and I watched his father and thought his father was a fantastic running back. So it does kind of lead me to think, oh, you know what, I'm going to latch on to James Wilder Jr. as well. But I think James Wilder Jr. is an incredible running back. And last year, about this time, he really wanted either out of his contract to go to the NFL or a different contract. And I think a lot of people kind of bash James Wilder Jr. And it's one of those things of, well, what do we do? Do we look at a player and say, hey, you know what, you've got an opportunity, go. Or do we try to lock him up long term? And I think really James Wilder Jr., he really just wanted to be able to make a good living, support his family, support, being able to live in Canada. And of course, I think part of it there is also, yeah, I want a shot at the NFL. But he's a great running back. He's in Canada. Played his second year. I think he's great for the league. He's very interactive. He fits kind of the Canadian Football League player. When I think about Canadian Football League player, I think about somebody that's interactive, somebody that's immersed in the community, somebody that kind of really is team first and team oriented. And I feel like James Wilder Jr. is that. Incredible running back. Love watching him play. I look forward to him having another great season ahead of him. So that's all I'm going to say on Johnny Manziel. I'm glad he's gone. It's one of those things. I think I said it either last podcast or the podcast before. It might have just been a conversation I had with one of the people over Skype that was one of the guests. But I almost bought a Hamilton Tiger Cats jersey before the season last year. But as soon as they got Johnny Manziel, I didn't want people to think that I was going to latch onto a team because of Johnny. I didn't want to be that American fan who's watching this team because of Johnny Manziel. Now, I know most of you know that that's not what would have been, but I know a lot of people out there would have said, oh, well, he's only latching onto the Tiger Cats because of Johnny Manziel. I don't like Johnny Manziel personally as a quarterback, but... So that was one of the reasons why I said, okay, staying away from there. Now, I did buy a Montreal jersey. That was just because I really like that jersey, and it was pretty cheap. I am a cheap guy on eBay. So my plan is eventually I will have a jersey for every team in the CFL. So I know, I kind of saw a rabbit there and went down a different path. I apologize. So let's get back to free agency. I haven't really talked free agency because, I haven't been on here since free agency started, but free agency's been crazy. When we really look at things and really look at the teams and the changes, just the other day, the guy that I was hoping, well, maybe this guy will go to Ottawa, retires. Travis Lillet, no longer a CFL player, he retires. My hope was, Ottawa had a big void at quarterback now, after Trevor Harris left. And my hope was maybe they'll go out and get Travis Lillet. I don't want to say that's a, even swap there, but at least it gives it a little more, gives it a little more umps. Now, they did go out and get Jonathan Jennings at quarterback, but I don't know. I don't know. Ottawa lost an awful lot of offense during this free agency. When you lose Trevor Harris, William Powell, and Greg Ellingson, you really lose arguably the top five players at each of those positions in the league. William Powell, I think, had the second most rushing yards in the league last year. Ellingson just tremendous receiver, a guy that you can just constantly count on. And he's joining Trevor Harris in Edmonton. So Edmonton, while they lost Mike Riley, really picked up two incredible players in Ellingson and Trevor Harris. So you bring in a new quarterback and you bring in a receiver that he's very familiar with and that he knows he can count on. Huge pickup there for Edmonton. Powell going to the Riders. unbelievable. You've got, in my opinion, top three running back, you know, maybe even top two running back. Some people have even named him as the best running back in the CFL, is now with Saskatchewan. So what does that do? What does that do to Ottawa's offense? You know, what did they pick up in return? You know, do they have a capable running back? Sure. Do they have capable receivers in Ottawa? Yes, but I mean, you've lost your top two receivers. One, I think, to the NFL, and one out to Edmonton. And who's going to throw the ball? Is Jonathan Jennings going to be your quarterback that's going to, you know, carry you to an East championship or even a East playoff berth? I don't know. The good news is it's a long season and there's a lot to do, but I really think that if we really talk about winners and losers, so to speak, of free agency, I really feel like, and again, no offense to Ottawa fans, I really feel like Ottawa really took the biggest hit here, free agency. I think they lost an awful lot and didn't gain an awful lot in return. So when I think of winners, so to speak, you know, and the winning on this isn't so much as they added a lot of players, but the winning on this so much as they really didn't lose nearly as much. I really think Winnipeg is really in a great position where, you know, they didn't lose a lot of great players. They lost some, you know, really solid players, but they kept their main players intact. So while they didn't make a big splash, so to speak, they really added a couple of good, solid players like Willie Jefferson, but kept their core intact. And they're a really good team, and they probably have, you know, the best quarterback tandem in the league. So, you know, I really look at Winnipeg as having a great free agency just by not losing a lot of players. I think Calgary, you know, biggest thing with Calgary is you've brought back Bo Levi Mitchell. And again, not gonna sugarcoat anything. Love Bo Levi Mitchell. I think he's one of the best quarterbacks that I watch any league. I'm sitting here having this conversation with you with a Bo Levi Mitchell. Thank you, Eric McKee, again. Football right here beside me. So I love Bo Levi Mitchell. I think that the fact that Bo returns to Calgary next year was probably their best free agent acquisition. And I know he wasn't an acquisition, but him not leaving was the biggest thing. And I don't think just it's the biggest thing for Calgary. I think it's one of the biggest things for the league. I would have hated to see, you know, in the early part of free agency, there was a lot of talk of Bo and Mike Riley possibly going to the NFL. And I felt like, boy, that leaves a really big void quarterback-wise. Don't get me wrong. I love Jeremiah Masoli in Hamilton. I love Trevor Harris. I love him more as a Red Black than as a Edmonton player. But I love Trevor Harris as a quarterback. But I feel like when you've got Masoli, Riley, Harris, Bo Levi Mitchell, you've got really solid quarterbacks. Now, I'm not going to, you know that's no knock on anybody else. You know, we can go down the list, Nichols and Strebler, you know, solid quarterbacks. So, you know, there's some great quarterbacks in the league and some great up-and-coming. I think Pipkin in Montreal is really going to have an opportunity to shine. I think getting Johnny Manziel out of Montreal is going to be huge for that team and Antonio Pipkin. I think the East is, I don't want to say wide open. I think Hamilton's going to really dominate. That might be too strong of a word here because I think they've lost some defensive players that were key to that team, but I think Hamilton's really kind of going to rise up in the East and really take control. But I think Montreal, Toronto, and Ottawa can really claw it out and fight it out to get that second spot or two spot in that league or that East. But I think Bo Levi Mitchell returning, Mike Riley staying in the league, even though he moved to BC, I think that was huge. Now, again, BC had a very active and solid might even be a understatement, free agency period. I think Mike Riley and Bo Levi Mitchell were like the number one and two guys that everybody looked at for free agency. And I think Mike Riley signing in BC was huge. I know a lot of people just assumed it was a given he was going there, but you know, it wasn't necessarily the, you know, only spot that people were looking at. Daron Carter coming over from Toronto. How's he going to be used? How's he going to fit in? What's he going to do? He's a talented receiver. I mean, for all the knocks that people have made on him and for all the things people have said, you know, about him, you know, maybe not being a team guy or whatever, he is a solid receiver and, you know, a superstar in the making, I think. And you got Mike Riley throwing you the ball, even a bigger plus. So I think that, you know, that's a big plus. They lost a lot of players. I think Tyrell Sutton, who I love as a running back and I think is an incredible running back, going to Toronto. Jeremiah Johnson going to Montreal. I feel like you got a little bit of void there. I think they, you know, the running back, so to speak, in the league, I feel like there are people that can constantly step in, but I feel like when you have one of those top running backs and top players, you need to hold on to them. I think Toronto is going to be one of those teams that's going to be pretty loaded offensively now. So they're going to be an interesting team to watch. It's just a matter of who's going to be taking the snaps under center for Toronto. And I think they only lost, you know, Carter and escapes me. I think maybe a defensive player they lost. But, you know, Toronto, I think, really made a big splash in free agency. So a lot of player movement. I've seen some people on Twitter kind of complain about player movement and say, oh, well, it's hard. You know, it's one of those things that reminds me. I forget where I saw it first. I think it was in basketball, but I mean, I've seen it in football said, you know, before too. But, you know, for me, I love players. I don't get too attached to players, so to speak, but you know, I love the players of the league. But for me, you know, I'm cheering more for the name on the front of the jersey than the name on the back of the jersey, so to speak. Do I want the teams that I love and cheer for? Do I want them to load up and have the best players and keep the best players so I can have that connection to them? Absolutely. Do I think, you know, movement around the league is okay? Sure. I mean, I think it's going to really breed, you know, I think you're looking at a more competitive area here with player movement. You look at BC and they've almost flipped their roster. You know, they've added so many different players. Toronto, they've added so many players and not lost a lot. So what are these teams going to look like? What's going to happen? Who's going to be the top? Is Ottawa just going to run through the East this year? Probably not. I mean, you've lost your top offensive weapons. Can Hamilton just run through the East? Possibly, but Toronto's really loading up to try to compete with them. Montreal, I think, can throw a monkey wrench into a lot of people's plans. Then looking out at the West, I mean, what's going to happen? And I think the big thing, one of the biggest losses, and it's not a free agency loss, but one of the biggest losses is Saskatchewan loses Chris Jones. You know, this is a coach that, you know, people either love or people hate. It doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of people that are just kind of lukewarm on Jones, but he's one of those guys that I think really did a nice job in Saskatchewan. And now he's gone. What's going to happen? What's that team going to look like under new leadership? What's that? What are they going to do? Who's going to be under center for the Riders? You know, is that Riders defense going to look as dominant as it did last year? I mean, that Riders defense was a thing of beauty. Now, again, I'm a league fan, so I don't want you to think, oh, I'm on one team's side more than the other. I just look at it as what do I enjoy watching on each team? You know, Hamilton, love watching Jeremiah Masoli. I think he's one of the most underrated players in the league. Ottawa, I loved that offense and the amount of weapons within that offense. Montreal, well, I love watching them try to rebuild a team. I love watching them try to put things together to get things going in the right direction. I don't know if they're there. I mean, I feel like you gave a lot for Manziel, and he's gone, and you really got nothing to show for the Johnny Manziel trade. Toronto, you know, are Monty Edwards, Green, Wilder, goodness, that's three amazing offensive weapons already, you know, and they've added. So, you know, things that then you go out west, I mean, got some of the best quarterbacks in football out west. Mike Riley, Bo Levi Mitchell, Matt Nichols, Strebler. You've probably gotten by now. I love Chris Strebler. I want to see him starting in the Canadian Football League. And I know Winnipeg's not going to do anything. They're not going to get rid of him. You know, you've got a great backup. You've got the best QB tandem in the league. He's not going anywhere. Boy, do I want to see him start somewhere, though. I really think you put him in Toronto or Montreal, and it totally changes the outlook of the East. You put him in Saskatchewan, and boy, what could you do with Chris Strebler in Saskatchewan? Riders fans would probably go nuts, even if he is from Winnipeg. I know you guys don't like Winnipeg that much, but it'd be pretty amazing. I think that kid's a great talent and a future CFL great. I mean, I think he's going to have a long career and a really, really good career. Well, you know, I just wanted to get on here and talk a little bit of football with you because, like I said, this is healing for me. I love talking with you all. Love seeing you all. I am going to cut this podcast a little short just because I know it's kind of been a little all over the place, but I needed a little all over the place today. I needed a little break from everything else. I needed a break from, you know, thinking about my students and worrying about my students. As I've been talking, you know, I've got a text over the phone where our front office lady has lost her grandfather. So, I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, it just doesn't seem to end lately. There's a lot of hurt and there's a lot of pain. So I want to tell you all, you know, first and foremost, I am here for every single one of you. If any one of you ever need to talk or ever need to laugh or cry or whatever, I am here for you. Just, you know, hit me up on Twitter, send me a DM, you know, at me on Twitter, whatever you need to do. Again, I am at DGTN Teacher on Twitter, or you can finally find me on at CFL Fam Worldwide on Twitter as well. That's the podcast Twitter. Please do not hesitate to talk if you need to or want to. I really appreciate every single one of you. You all have helped me through some rough times that you probably don't even know about. That I just like one of those rough days, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna just kind of forget everything and talk a little Canadian Football League. I love talking Canadian Football League with you all. Looking forward to talking to you again soon. Look forward to having a guest on next week. So if you're interested, I would love to talk to you. I know there are a lot of people talking about an amazing event that's going to happen prior to the CFL starting. I'm not talking about anything other than what is being known as the CFL Family Royal Wedding. I just coined that term myself, by the way, but it sounds pretty good. So we're going to hashtag that a little later, CFL Family Royal Wedding. And that is, of course, none other than Vince and Deb. So I know a lot of you are going to be attending, or you're getting your invitations. So I want you to make sure that we're going to talk about that. So maybe one of you who is going, or even maybe in the wedding, maybe Vince or Deb themselves may come on here for our next podcast. But looking at probably, since this is a short one, probably doing it again next week. So if you're interested in being on the podcast, if you want to talk a little CFL football through Skype with me, hit me up at DGTNTeacher. That is D as in dog, G as in George, T as in Tom, N as in Nancy, teacher on Twitter, or CFL fam worldwide on Twitter as well. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Love talking to every one of you. We're going to dig in a little more into football next week, and whoever we talk to, we'll talk about some of the biggest things in football. What made you become a CFL fan? What's your kind of CFL family experience? But more importantly, we'll talk about your team. So we'll kind of give it a preseason. So, well, way too early preseason outlook on your team. What does your team look like? It's March. We're almost the season. Hey, have a great day. Talk to you on Twitter.